This week, the United Kingdom celebrates Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee. The four-day extravaganza marks her record-setting 70 years on the throne. It begins tomorrow with a big parade and includes thousands of street parties and a concert at Buckingham Palace. But the celebration also comes at a tricky time for the monarchy. NPR London correspondent Frank Langfitt reports.
Queen Elizabeth is 96 years old, starting with Winston Churchill. She's worked with 14 prime ministers and has served longer than any other British monarch, including her great-great-grandmother, Queen Victoria. Britons such as David Allwood, he's a craftsman who lives outside of London, says the Queen has set the standard for behavior and duty in this country for the past seven decades.
Her original speech when she was becoming Queen, and she pledged herself to the country and the people. And really, that is what she's done. And the Queen is definitely, as far as I'm concerned, best thing this country's ever had.
Many here also value the Queen for being steadfast and dependable. David McClure is the author of the book, The Queen's True Worth.
It's a sense that, you know, heads of government come and go, but the monarchy's been surviving for 1,000 years. So it gives an important sense of continuity and stability. I think history regards her as one of the most successful monarchs of all time.
The Queen celebrated her last jubilee, her diamond, back in 2012. Elton John, one of the headliners for the Jubilee concert back then, made a nod to her longevity. But a lot has changed in recent years, as new turmoil and scandals have enveloped the royals.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle say they are stepping back as senior members of the British royal family.
Queen Elizabeth's younger son, Prince Andrew, is settling a sexual assault lawsuit. It was brought against him by one of the victims of Jeffrey Epstein.
And since last fall, the Queen's health has declined. In October, she began walking with the help of a cane and has appeared far less frequently in public.
Prince Charles will officially open the new session of Parliament today and, for the first time, will read the Queen's speech on her behalf. It's after she had to pull out because of mobility problems.
In fact, the Queen no longer lives in Buckingham Palace. She's moved permanently to Windsor Castle, her weekend home outside of London. All of this has people here thinking about what might happen to the monarchy after the Queen eventually leaves the stage. Max Hastings is a former editor of Britain's The Daily Telegraph and The Evening Standard.
Many millions of people who have enormous respect and affection for the Queen, who has been on the throne since before they were born, but they're much less committed to the institution of monarchy. And I suspect that we may discover that the monarchy in Britain is a more fragile institution than it seemed for all these years that Queen Elizabeth has been on the throne.
About 80% of Britons view the Queen positively, according to a poll in May by YouGov, the British market research firm. A smaller majority, 60%, back the monarchy. But that support steadily drops with age. A slight majority of people between 18 and 24 actually would like to see the institution go. Among them is Emma MacDonald. She's 21 and lives in Reading, about 2 hours' drive west of London. We're standing in front of a billboard, which I asked MacDonald to read.
It says, "Make Elizabeth the last. Hashtag abolish the monarchy."
The billboard is red and has photos of Prince Charles, Prince William, and Prince Andrew. But someone has torn away Andrew's face. This is among a dozen billboards that Republic, an anti-monarchy group, paid to have put up around the United Kingdom in advance of this week's festivities. MacDonald says she pretty much agrees with the message.
I don't mind the Queen as a person or any of them individually, but I think as a concept, as an institution, I don't really agree with it. I think probably it is time. To me, it seems like a bit of an unfair way for the country to be set up. And I think obviously it's very entrenched in the country. It will be obviously a huge change.
Do you notice a generational difference?
Yeah, there definitely is, for sure. Like, I think if you ask my grandparents the same question, like, they would be completely, like, they would definitely disagree with me. They would definitely, I think they've just grown up with the monarchy being a big thing, and maybe they're a little bit more patriotic. Whereas to me, like, I don't really feel a lot of connection to the monarchy or the Queen.
Another challenge the monarchy faces is succession. Prince Charles does not enjoy anywhere near his mother's popularity. Only 54% of people have a positive impression of him, according to YouGov.
Prince Charles, in my opinion, is weak.
This is Lola Crasser. She's retired and used to work as a social coordinator at a residential care facility. Like many Britons, Crasser blames Charles for the failure of his marriage to Princess Diana, which ended in 1996. It still frames the way Crasser sees him.
It goes back to Diana. I lost respect for him through carrying on that affair while he was still married and so public as well.
Krasser is referring to Charles's long-running affair with Camilla Parker Bowles, who was also married at the time. After their divorces, the two married in 2005. A YouGov poll last month showed that just 34% of people want Prince Charles to become king, while 37% would prefer his son, Prince William, ascend the throne. That's what Krasser wants.
He presents himself as a very serious young man. He follows the principles of the Queen and also what the people want, and Kate, as his partner, is a good example.
Prince William is 39, almost 3.5 decades younger than his father, but there's no sign Charles plans to abdicate. And some say, after so many years in the wings, he's more than prepared to do the job. Dominic Grieve served as a member of the British Parliament for more than 2 decades and as Attorney General for England and Wales.
I think he's going to make an excellent king. I think the evidence of that is overwhelming. He's a man who is assiduous in trying to promote the public interest, has a wide range of charities, and he's very widely travelled, he's very knowledgeable, and he's a very kind man.
As for the Queen, over the next few days, the public will celebrate her longevity and her ability to guide an anachronistic institution through many challenges in a changing world. Robert Lacey is a royal historian.
The Queen's greatest legacy will be to hand on pretty well-working monarchy to her successor.
And as Lacey puts it, just to survive as a monarchy in the modern world is in itself an achievement. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.